Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, a podcast featuring women for one truth tellers, everyday women passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others. Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, because every woman has a story. Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. I'm your host, Kara Bradley. Today, I welcome Lois Shannon. Lois is a former corporate executive. She's a mom, and she's a founder of the womensnetwork.com, a truth teller for women for one. And we are so excited to have her here today. Welcome, Lois. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a real pleasure to be here. I always love any opportunity to share with other women. As you say, I think we all have so much wisdom. We have so many different experiences that we've had, and there's all sorts of things we can learn from one another. So this is actually my favorite thing to do, to chat and share with other women.
It's amazing. We do like to chat, don't we, as women? But to have the opportunity to clear the space, you know, I spent some time on your website today and it felt so incredibly welcoming. So for me, you know, it was like a little guilty pleasure. You know, I was like perusing your space and then I reminded myself, no, this is okay, because you're actually going to be speaking to Lois today. Sometimes though, you know, we're so fast and furious online that we wouldn't necessarily take the time to sit on a site and peruse. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've created on your site for us all?
Wow, you just brought up so many different points that I want to address. I think first, I just want to jump in on this whole concept of pleasure and really allowing ourselves time and space to just be in pleasure and experience and receptivity and all these amazing things that are actually very much a part of our feminine nature. And I think our very busy society and the many demands that are placed on us, and also just the general feeling of lack of self-worth or not being enough, that is kind of underlying so much of our unconscious behavior for a lot of us. I know it was really a big piece of my journey that I really didn't think I was worthy of just being, you know, just taking time for myself. I really felt like the only way that I could stay on the planet was to perform and achieve and do all the time. And I was very much in that mode in business. I often say that I really abandoned myself as a woman. I would say that's really at the core of the work that I'm doing, is I realized that I'm from a family of five girls. I was the middle of five girls. So I know what a tribe is. I know what a sisterhood is. And I feel incredibly blessed that I was raised with all of these wonderful women in my tribe. And at the same time, ironically, we were all very masculine. Mm-hmm. My father was a total dude. He was a war hero and super successful. He was the president of a university. And I think I just wanted to be the son my father never had. And so I took on a lot of masculine qualities, and that served me really well in business. And then I had three children in 4 years, and I became an instant mom. I did motherhood like I did business. I was like, okay, on, game on.
You know, that's great.
So it was after having two miscarriages that I actually had my first son. And then I thought, well, who knows, maybe I'll never have another one. Yeah. I have two boys, and then I had a girl. Yeah. And I think I had to have her to really understand that I got really lost, and I didn't know who I was as a woman. I had absolutely no idea. And I think I was running from a lot of pain and suffering in my mother's line. There was a lot of trauma and sexual trauma. And I got a lot of messages about how dangerous it was to be in my body, how dangerous it was to be sexual and sensual, and pleasure was dangerous. And, Yeah, I had a lot of healing that I had to do to really understand that that the source of our pain is also often the source of our gifts. Mm-hmm. And that the feminine part of me that I had chosen to completely disconnect from and really live so heavily in my masculine was the source of much of what I wanted to bring to the world. And it was only after I went into a very deep suicidal depression, my mother's line, that was the trauma, was my mother was depressive and suicidal. My grandmother actually committed suicide. So, I mean, I kind of knew that in my mother's line, being a woman led to struggle and depression.
Wow.
And I didn't really want to own that, which you can kind of understand. But yeah. By running from it, it actually only made it worse because it was ever present with me just at an unconscious level.
Wow. And well, I'm just going to interject for a moment, because what the picture that you're painting is, I'm sure that there are so many out there that can understand and relate to. What I'm really sensing, and I love the way you're languaging your mother's line, because it does, it draws this line back to our history and to see the suffering of that line. What I'm sensing is made you then turn towards your father's line, which seemed perhaps happier, more successful, more easygoing. Like you said, he was a dude and he was successful. So it's really interesting. I'd never heard our lineage, right? The word lineage means line, right? But put that way, because as I'm a visual learner, and as you're speaking, I'm visualizing this line, and you kind of pushing it away or pushing it down and looking towards this more masculine line. So thank you for that. That was really helpful, and I'm sure it helped others out there as well. So.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting. We're only conscious of what we're conscious of. And what lives in our unconscious, Brené Brown says, if we don't own our stories, they own us. And I was literally acting out and living my mother's story, my grandmother's story, because I hadn't made it conscious. And that's why I said it. As much as I wanted to run away from it, I was actually carrying it even more with me. And so I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, Kelly and I have a lot in common, that we really believe if we look at our stories and we own our stories, that can be such a source of strength for us. And so really understanding that, you know, we're always the result of everything that came before us. And so to really feel, I love that you just visually could feel that lineage that comes into us. And I'm not sure I would have really gone there, Kara, except that I did this work called Constellation. It's a systemic approach looking at your family systems. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I started doing that work, which is some very deep consciousness work, that I was able to see the systemic issues that were in my line. And then I could be free to change that. And that really is my intention with the Women's Network, was to set up a place that we could come together and share our stories, because we live in a system. What I realized is that my system was just, so my family system, where there were a lot of patriarchal issues, you know, where the women were not necessarily feeling respected or good about themselves, because there was lots of trauma, that my family system was actually just a microcosm of a bigger system. And the bigger system is the patriarchy that we live in, where men have been, where the masculine has been rewarded and the feminine has been put down to a certain extent. And that we've gotten all of these freedoms over time to, you know, choose about our body and to work in the workplace and to vote and have a voice and so on. But the thing that is actually still operating in us are the belief systems and this unconscious programming from this masculine driven system that we live in, and that this piece of sovereignty that we're now really striving for is to release ourselves from that conditioning.
Oh, that's beautiful. Really beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Have you ever read, for me, the cracking open of everything that you're speaking about really happened when I was reading Sue Monk Kidd. One of her very first books, it might have been her first book, called The Dance of the Dissident Daughter. Have you heard of it?
I've heard that. I've never read the book, but I have kind of heard that term. So
It reminds me a lot about what you're saying. So she goes through her process of realizing, you know, and understanding the patriarchy and how it has affected her in her life. And So I would suggest if any of this is resonating out there to you all listening, that may be a book that you look into, because that was a key turning point for me.
Yeah, there's also Maureen Murdoch's book, The Heroine's Journey, which is a kind of different take of Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey. And she actually specifically talks about disconnecting from the feminine. And then as you go around, you know, dealing with the dragons and the cave and so on, that you come to the mother-daughter split. And then as you complete the circle, and that it's actually a woman's journey to wholeness, and that it is about integrating the masculine and the feminine. Mm-hmm. And I think when I say, you know, we're creating a sisterhood of happy, healthy, holy women, it is about really integrating our masculine and our feminine and living as healthy, whole, integrated women, because that was my issue. I was disconnected. I was disconnected from my power source, actually. Mm. And that as I've integrated my feminine back into my life and my wholeness, I feel much more complete and much more empowered. It's amazing. Mm. How, and I think, again, because our society hasn't really recognized it. I mean, this is true for men and women, that we haven't recognized the value of the feminine. And that's shifting. Oh my God, it's shifting. I see it shifting all over the place right now, which is very exciting. I think it's a beautiful time to be a woman.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. Tell me what, if there are a couple of things that you offer women, that you feel like you're offering women over and over again through your site, through emails, through the people that you meet at conferences, what are some of the consistent messages that you find yourself saying, or practices that you find yourself teaching other women who are interested in this?
Yeah. Well, I think it is about honoring and valuing ourselves, right? This is not something that anyone else is going to be able to do for us. And it really starts with each one of us, our own journey home to ourselves. So I think I said at the beginning, a meditation teacher, a mindfulness teacher. And I think the whole idea of giving so we call it permission to pause, that we really do have to give ourselves permission to pause. And there's no way that we can change these ingrained patterns and conditioning if we stay so busy all the time. Because, you know, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Like, you can't actually change when you're in. And I think especially in the United States, I lived overseas for almost 20 years. And coming back to the United States, I mean, we are so bloody busy in this country. And I think it links back to the unworthiness, you know, that we were, like I felt, you know, I was so busy all the time trying to prove my worth. And so really the beginning of this process of valuing ourselves and honoring ourselves as women, I think starts with the pause, that we are worthy of a pause, that we don't have to work so hard all the time. There was just an article in the New York Times about the cost of unpaid work for women. And we work all the time as women. And so much of it isn't paid, that we don't value it. And because the society doesn't value it. So I think really, you know, recognizing our own worth, taking time for ourselves, taking time for meditation, taking time to I you know, take a shower every morning and put oil all over my body and kind of anoint myself. So I think coming back to some of the practices that we had as women, where we respected and honored our sacredness as women and our own values. So I think any of the you know, gratitude diaries or journaling or meditating or any taking a walk, I mean, any kind of permission that we give ourselves to really value ourselves are the things that come up for me.
I love it. I love it. And the word that you're using that and I find myself using a lot as a yoga teacher is the word permission. Is give yourself permission to rest. Give yourself permission to pause. Give yourself permission to modify this pose. You know, we don't. I agree with you 100%. I think when we can start to give ourselves permission in even the smallest little ways, like what we were saying, we start to cultivate the capacity to give ourselves permission in other ways, in saying no when we don't, when we want to say no, when we don't want to, you know, do the extra volunteer work, or when we don't want to stay late at work, is giving ourselves permission. And so we have to start small, right? We start with the little things. Give yourself permission to sit down and have a cup of tea.
Right.
Right. Without ironing at the same time.
Right.
I mean, not being completely, you know, or it's answering the email at the same time, I should say, you know, let's not pull us back into the 1900s here.
It seems so simple and it's so deep. It's actually very profound because it is about us recognizing our inherent worth that of just being, that like taking a moment for ourselves and honoring ourselves is the most important thing we could be doing right now. Because I think we got this idea somewhere along the line with the conditioning that taking time for ourselves was selfish. But actually, it's the most, it's really selfish when we don't, because everybody else pays the price.
Yes.
And when we haven't taken time for ourselves, we get resentful, we get tired, we get depleted. We're not actually taking responsibility for ourselves. I think the other big message that I feel I really want to emphasize is, you know, I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but we have to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first before you can ever put it on anyone else. And somehow that got flipped around for us. And we think we're supposed to give and give and help and please. And the truth is everybody else pays the price. My kids definitely would tell you that when I'm not taking care of myself, they pay.
Yes. Oh, for sure. And one of our truth tellers, Amy White, she talks about putting the oxygen mask on first when parenting, you know, is just to put it on yourself first, actually. So thank you. That's a great visual. I love that. It's so, so powerful. So I have a favor to ask of you. Would you mind leading us in a very short meditation? Because perhaps those listeners out there that aren't driving, of course, that are just sitting, will give themselves permission to pause for a few minutes and just be guided. Would that be okay?
Sure. I have to warn you that sometimes I get a little carried away, so you'll have to maybe keep me on track with time. How much time do you have?
Maybe, you know, 3 minutes or so.
Okay, I'll try.
It's a shorty, I know, but at least it's a start.
No, but I think it's a really important message, Kira, that in 3 minutes, you can change your entire energy by just doing this. You know, even if you just have a minute, there's actually a practice that we call it stop. That's just stop, take a breath, observe, and then proceed. So, okay. So I just invite you to, if it's appropriate, to close your eyes and take an upright and dignified posture. I think that's important too, to really allow the energy to flow properly in your body. So just straighten your spine and be comfortable. So erect, but comfortable. And then just take a moment to really notice your breath. And you might just observe where you can feel your breath the most. So it may be in your nostrils, or you may feel the air in your chest as it rises and falls, or in your belly as it inflates and deflates with each breath in and out. And just this mere fact that you are taking a moment to notice that you're breathing. And that it's this breath that sustains you and gives you energy. And that actually each breath in is a new beginning. And each breath out is a complete letting go. In fact, our life begins with the first breath in, and it ends with our last breath out. And that life is just every single breath in between. Maybe just in this last moment before we come back, just honoring yourself and this magical, incredible journey of life and the incredible gratitude for each of these breaths. And maybe just carrying with you as you move forward in your day, noticing each and every breath and what is happening for you in that moment. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I feel so much more relaxed now than I did 20 minutes ago.
Isn't it funny how, that's why I said just that little moment of, noticing that we're breathing.
So amazing.
And that is our energy. It's how we get energized. And when we get too busy, just, I know we need to close, but when we get too busy, we actually forget that we're even breathing.
Yeah, we do, don't we? That's amazing. So before we end, thank you so much for that. Could you tell us a little bit about your website? And I see that you have an app coming out so that some of our listeners might be able to go on in and download some meditations. And if you could just tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. The app is actually, things always take longer than we think, and I'm learning to have lots of patience. So the app is still going to be, we're just putting it through the app store. And ironically, it will be just a way for you to remember to stop and breathe during the day. So it's called Air In, and it's reminding you to take a mindful breath throughout your day. So it's probably about 4 weeks away still. And the website, which is the Woman's Network. It's possessive, womansnetwork.com, because it's sometimes hard for people to find. We're just getting ready to launch a new website and to introduce several of these mini courses that we're going to have available as ways for women to reconnect with themselves and their womanhood. And there are lots of free content, meditations. Bethany Webster has some beautiful work on healing the mother wound, and she's got some gorgeous meditations, which are all free and will be on the website. And Sukraj Gipple has some Kundalini yoga meditations and mantras and various things that are really gorgeous. So yes, please come check it out. There's lots of free content and lots of information. And there's actually, there's a whole mindfulness section. My goodness, I forgot about that. There's lots of mindfulness meditations and webinars and stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. This is such a great pleasure and a great rounding out of a lot of the other conversations that we've had with Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. So thank you. Thank you, Lois. And thank you all for listening. I truly, truly hope that you are able to sit still for a couple of moments with that beautiful meditation and listen to it again and again. And we will check back in next time. Thank you all. Namaste.